We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, after a quarter of a century on Channel 11, Amy Marcinkiewicz wants to be a judge. And she joins us live on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Being on KDK for Amy's probably like what Superman felt when he hit kryptonite.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know. Well, KDKA calls, and I've worked for the company, you know, Channel 11 for 25 years, but I'm here. How are you?
We're good. You know, we're doing what we do, get up early, right. tell people it's dark and cold out and there's snow and delays and... You know that world. So why would you cash in your journalistic chips after almost 26 years and run for judge?
Well, if you want a quick weather report, too, I'm out in it. Everybody in my house is sleeping, so I'm out in my car so you could hear me. Isn't that funny? And it's sitting snow in Butler County. I'll do my last weather report. sitting snow in Butler County, but the roads are good. So they're looking nice out there. But, yeah, 26 years at Channel 11, and you know, I've been in and out of the courtrooms for all those times. I mean, I see all sides. I know all sides. I'm connected here in this community. I live here. I work here. And, you know, the judge is retiring, so it will be an open seat. So I didn't want to go up against, you know, someone that I knew. You don't want to go up an incumbent, somebody you've been in the courtroom and respect. So it's an open seat. So I'm taking the opportunity. And I had to retire so I could go all in, retire, resign, whatever you want to call it, to go all in because you have to give it 100%. I give everything I do 100%. So I could not do both jobs at the same time. And when I get this job, hopefully, that's what it will be, my main priority, my main job to serve the community. And I've served the community for 26 years. In a different way, which telling people stories, you know, putting that out to the community. And it's been a great job. It's been a great run. When I retired or put it out on Facebook and social media, the comments from the community were so overwhelming, so nice, so supportive, and people saying, you helped me here, you helped me there, you know, you covered a story here. I go to people on their worst day. You guys know this. You knock on doors on the worst day of people's lives, and they let you in. And then they thank you for your compassion and your empathy and for getting it right. So it's a similar job. It's not the same job, but it takes morals, ethics, common sense, good head on your shoulders. And I think I have all of that. Plus, I'm genuine. What you see is what you get from me.
Yeah, and you have a very fairly well-thought-out plan there because you didn't want to go up against somebody that you knew or worked with in the past. So that is a very fair way of doing it. You're looking to be a magisterial district judge in Evans City, Butler County, and you have to quit one job because you can't be in the media and running for office at the same time.
No,
gives you an unfair advantage.
That's a conflict of interest. The position is in Butler County, but you are a state employee. There's seven district judges in Butler County, so it is a state employee position.
And you thought this out very well. Can you remain impartial and fair as a judge? You've been a great reporter.
Well,
you know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at my history. Ask anybody that the stories I've covered. Yes, that's our job. That is our job. We have to be unbiased. We have to see all sides of the story. There are victims. There are, you know, the defense, the prosecution, the victims, advocates. I mean, I know everyone in this community. I'm well connected. People come to me first, usually, to get the information out because they trust me and they know I'm fair. And even if it's a, you know, story that's not going to go their way, maybe, they still thank me because I came to them. I was up front and make sure I got their side of the story. So that's what you are. You're a fact finder, a truth seeker, and I've always been fair, balanced, and unbiased. I've given everyone a fair shake in my career. And that's what I've heard from a lot of people out here, too. So, yeah, I believe I can be because I have been for 25 years and 30-plus, 26 at Channel 11 and a journalist for 30 years.
We're with Amy Marcinkiewicz, who wants to be a judge in Evans City. And curious, let's talk about your old job for a minute, Amy.
Yeah.
I mean, that world has changed so much over the years. Anything stand out to you in terms of stories that you covered in your tenure at Channel 11?
Well, I just told you off the air that I'll never forget your brother. He was one of the first people I ever interviewed when I think it was tornado rolled through down in the city when I worked in the city. Weather events, massive weather events stand out to me. We've had some horrific things that have happened over the course of the years. You know, of course, those always stay with you. A story I'm very, very proud of out here in Butler County, because I've been covering Butler County for 20-plus years, was dangerous drinking water at Summit Township Elementary. There were high lead levels. We uncovered that at Channel 11. I uncovered that at Channel 11. We pushed through that story. We stayed on top of it. Alerted the public and the community and those parents in the school district about that. And I was very proud of that story. You know, when you can affect change, when you can help people, those are the stories I really like. You know, and then the great stories, you know, when you can go in and help someone with somebody. People call you and they're not getting action, and they call you and you sort it out. You look through the facts. You call all the people. You do all the paperwork, and you get action for them, and you correct the situation. Those are great stories to do.
Well, you've done a great job as a reporter. You know that. Everybody knows that. What are you going to miss most about your job?
Well, I think the people, of course, that I worked with, and even the people at the other stations, because when you come up to Butler County, you know you're going to run into me, and we've always been friendly. You know, there's a competition, but there's all, you know, we're all people, and we're all on stories, and we talk and get to know each other. I will miss that. I'll tell you, I haven't had any time to miss anything, really, because I retired and immediately began, you know, running for this job. So I haven't even had a shot at thinking about anything right now. It's really been a whirlwind, but I miss everything, but I think I'll still see the community in this job. I love meeting people. That's what we did. That's what I did for 26 years, knock on doors, meet people, all facets of life that I've met, and it's made me a better person.
Well, you won't have to go to them. They'll come to you now.
Yeah, but, you should ask them if you could spell my last name. I'll give you points.
Yeah. The only thing that will change is I'll be inside and not out in the elements.
Right. That's a good thing. Amy Marcinkiewicz, who is running for Judge Evans City in Butler County, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Amy, good luck to you. And on behalf of all those you've served with your reporting on television, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.